Cookies at My Aunt's by Jasmine Jesse. As you walk into my Auntie Stephanie's house, you immediately smell the delicious aroma of soul food cooking. Greens, mashed potatoes, fried chicken, yams, sweet potato pie, and most of all, her famous homemade sugar cookies. As I smell all the different kinds of foods surrounding me, my attention is caught on the sugar cookies. These cookies symbolize Christmas holiday, a family tradition passed down through generation, and just a great dessert to eat at dinner time. But before anyone can sink their teeth into one of these delicious sugary sprinkled cookies, we must prepare the dough at least 24 hours before we begin the cooking process. So in order to have the most perfecto dough, take a beautiful combination of eggs, butter, vanilla extract, baking powder, yummy white sugar, and other delicious ingredients. Next, mix all of these ingredients together in a bowl for about 2 minutes. Make sure the ingredients are nicely mixed together. Now, scrape the contents onto some plastic wrap. All the sides on the plastic should be folded down so that there is no open space for air to come in. My aunt then places the contents of this mixture into the freezer for at least 24 hours. This helps keep the cookie dough firm. This cookie dough, as long as it's preserved the right way, can stay firm in the freezer for at least 6 months. I know, I asked the same question. How can cookie dough stay fresh for that long? And my auntie's answer is, well, I don't exactly know. All I know is that it stays fresh. My aunt and I always laugh at that. Everyone is done eating. Now the children start designing cookies. My brothers, sisters, and I usually take all the holiday cookie cutters and begin making shapes of reindeers, Christmas trees, jingle bells, and more holiday spirit cookie cutters. Next, we preheat the oven to 400 degrees Fahrenheit and place the cookies inside. The cookies should bake for at least 6 to 10 minutes. After cooling, it is now time for everyone to start frosting the cookies. Everyone grabs a cookie about the size of a miniature plate and begins frosting. My aunt also has a famous recipe for frosting. The ingredients are just a few simple things: butter, powdered sugar, vanilla almond extract, and food coloring. The basic colors we use are green, yellow, pink, blue, white, and purple. Mixing colors is my favorite. We place them on a display plate where my aunt takes pictures of all our marvelous creations, as she says. After a long day at my Auntie Stephanie's house, we are usually tired and too weak to eat our cookies. So we fill our buckets. Sometimes our buckets were so full of these enormous treats that we couldn't fit the lid on. I still have the aroma stuck in my senses.